Joining me now on the KRD Newsline, ABC's Alex Stone, and we're hearing word that the Olympic Games in Tokyo are in jeopardy again. And Alex, what's the latest as far as getting these games on?
Yeah, hey there, Andrew. So today, the Times in London is reporting that the Japanese government has concluded privately that the Tokyo Olympics, that they've got to be canceled because of COVID, that the focus, according to the report, is that they are secretly trying to figure out behind the scenes how to try to secure the games in 2032, the next one that is unassigned, so that they can get it in Tokyo then. But this is something that Japan is flatly denying. I mean, this is the head of Japan's National Olympic Committee. And he is coming out publicly today saying it's a complete lie that they plan to go forward with the games. But there are a number of issues. So there's a belief that they would need to vaccinate the 127 million citizens in Japan, and they haven't even started doing that yet. They've got a lot of red tape that they have to figure out there, so vaccinations have not started yet. There's a hesitancy in the population to get vaccinated. Then what do you do with all the athletes? And to get them vaccinated in time, do they then get priority in their countries over the elderly and other people who may need it? What about poorer countries that may not get the vaccine in time? Then does it become rich countries that can go, and you leave out the smaller ones? What do you do as spectators? So there are so many unknowns. But still, officially, they're saying, no, it's going forward. This is Sebastian Coe, the president of World Athletics, and he says they plan to do it. They're all in.
The overall objective is, of course, to deliver the games, but in a safe and secure environment. And that includes the athletes, but it also includes local communities.
Yeah, but he says it is going to be different. And then today, Andrew, we're hearing from the WHO. They're helping to advise, and they say right now so much remains unknown that they do want the games to go forward so the whole world can come together and say, look, we're beating this thing. But they say they just don't know if it can happen at this point. And today, Japan's prime minister is saying he is determined to have the Olympics in some form. What form that will be, if in any form, we don't know yet. But as of right now, it seems really iffy that the Olympics are going to go forward.
Yeah, and we know, especially here in Colorado Springs, we have so many of the sporting bodies based here, as well as the Olympic Committee. I know I was talking with my brother-in-law who works for USA Weightlifting, obviously not one of the larger sports, so they're really watching these games because a lot of their future funding to be able to keep up as an organization as a whole right on actually having these games completed. And I'm sure that sport's not the only one that's looking at what another skipped year for the Olympics could do just to keep such a tradition and all these organizations running afloat.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Japan brings up previous Olympics that have been canceled and all of the dreams that then went out the window of everybody who was ready to compete that year and then couldn't do it 4 years later. And the issue, too, being the public sentiment in Japan. There's one poll out saying 80% of people in Japan say that the Olympics should not be held this summer. And then you've got the issues with getting the vaccine in Japan, and what do you do Olympic Village-wise or like dorms, and, you know, everybody is very close to one another there, and how do you separate them? What do you do with all the media? What do you do with all the TV crews to get all this stuff on the air? There's a lot they have to deal with. And, you know, you may say, well, between now and July is a long time. It is, but it's not when you've got this moving target of, you know, the mutations and how contagious are they, how deadly are they, the vaccine, getting that out there. So that this, you know, thing that's jumping around, and then on top of it, you've got to figure out logistics. And so there's a lot that's unknown right now, but Japan is standing firm. They are saying this is going to go forward, but we should point out last year this same thing was going on where there began to be rumors that they were going to delay the Olympics a year, and officials kept coming out and saying, absolutely not, we're going forward, we're going to have the games, and then it happened, and they had to pull the trigger. And so we may get there again. And if they can't do it this year, it would probably be over at that point because then you're within a 2-year window of the next Olympics and you run into training time and getting athletes ready and whatnot. So they would probably just say, look, we got to bag it now that we're not going to be able to do it. And that would be a huge hit to a lot of people, a lot of sports and a lot of individual people.
Exactly. And this just shows that despite some of the positive news we've seen, that we're nowhere near kind of the end of that tunnel that we're seeing some light from when it comes to the pandemic, and we're far from being out of the woods.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you see it even here in the U.S. with all of the unknowns about the vaccine of when are you and I going to be able to get it? Who can get it right now? There isn't enough vaccine. And, you know, cities and counties saying that they could give more if they only had enough to give. And that we're still a ways away from that. You know, I think last March we were all thinking, okay, we'll give this a couple of weeks. We'll be good to go. We're still in it. I mean, California today, where I live, today alone, 764 people are dead from COVID-19. This is by no means, that's just in the last 24 hours. This is by no means over yet. And if you live in an area like California that has been hit so hard in the last couple of weeks, where everything is locked down, you can't eat indoors or outdoors at a restaurant, you can't get a haircut, we haven't been able to for weeks, this is by no means over yet.
Yeah, this is definitely something to keep track of. ABC's Alex Stone, thank you so much for joining us and providing the latest. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead here on KRDO's Afternoon News.